Glutathione is the master antioxidant. And if you have an autoimmune condition, I strongly advise that you get glutathione. In this video, we're going to share with you how glutathione works and how you feel after getting it.
You're watching the Dr. Jake Podcast.
Welcome back to the Dr. Jake Podcast. I'm Dr. Jake Schmutz. I'm an integrative doctor and naturopathic physician. And in this podcast, I share with you how to heal your body down to the root causes without harmful drugs or surgeries. I'm here today with my co-host, Teresa Marie, to talk about glutathione and its benefits for autoimmune conditions.
Yes, I'm really interested in this episode today, Dr. Jake. You have talked about glutathione on past episodes before, and it really does seem like it's like the miracle antioxidant. You've talked in the past about how it's good for skin and aging. You've talked about its usefulness for things like cancer and so forth. So to be able to really dig in today for autoimmune conditions, I think it's going to be really helpful, especially since it seems to me like autoimmune conditions are on the rise, and this could be something that could be really helpful to so many people. So before we dive into its benefits on autoimmune, let's first get to some basics for anybody who's just learning about it now and is wanting to have a better understanding of what glutathione is. Can you give us a good 101 on what actually glutathione is? And then we can dive into how is it helpful for autoimmune conditions.
Let's start with what glutathione is. So glutathione is three amino acids that are attached together. It's a natural substance that is made in our body. The three amino acids that it's made up of is cysteine, glutamine, and glycine. You can't take these separately. That's not glutathione. Now, those substances can help you produce glutathione, but it's not glutathione. So those three substances have to be put together in the body, and it makes this fabulous substance, glutathione. And it's something our body naturally makes. It's a strong antioxidant, great detoxifier, and we can't live without it.
Now, are we getting this naturally? Like you said that it's made from these three amino acids. So I imagine you eat protein. Your body gets those amino acids, it puts it together, creates glutathione. So can somebody get enough glutathione just from a healthy diet of protein, a protein-based diet?
Can you get enough glutathione if you're just eating a good, nutritious, protein-based diet? For majority of people, yes, if you are like 40 and younger. Once you start getting older, your body starts getting more depleted of glutathione. Now, you'll still be functional, but you're not going to have the great anti-aging properties that come along with glutathione. A lot of chronic disease is related to oxidative stress. Glutathione is our master antioxidant. It's going to decrease that oxidative stress. And one big reason why a lot of us are getting more sick when we get older and we get all these chronic illnesses, cardiovascular disease, diabetes, cancer, et cetera, is because of this oxidative stress. That's the big underlying culprit of all these diseases. So in my opinion, if you're eating a good, healthy diet and you're 40 and older, you're probably not going to be getting enough glutathione that's actually going to have the anti-aging effects that we want. So if you want to have good anti-aging effects, I would recommend supplementing with probably some glutathione or a substance that helps increase your own glutathione.
Now, I find it interesting that you mentioned that this happens after 40, because I also noticed that it seems like after 40, that's when we see a lot more diagnoses with autoimmune conditions as well. So
sure.
For some people then who now are like they're in their 40s, now they've developed an autoimmune condition, how could glutathione specifically help autoimmune conditions?
So let's talk about how glutathione helps with autoimmune conditions. So glutathione, all patients that have autoimmune disease are low in glutathione. It's a chronic inflammatory state. It's causing a ton of oxidative damage, and your body just starts burning the glutathione up. It's just trying to fix all these issues going on. All my patients get glutathione because what is it doing? So glutathione, like I said, is an antioxidant. Antioxidants are going to decrease the oxidative stress. That's a fancy way of saying the damage that the autoimmune condition is doing is that oxidative stress. So it's going to decrease that damage and trauma in an inflammatory state. So let's say you have rheumatoid arthritis. It's going to help decrease that trauma that's happening into your joints. And say you have Crohn's disease, it's going to decrease that trauma that's happening in your small and a little bit of your large intestine. So that's one piece of it. It also helps decrease a lot of the causes of autoimmune disease. It's a great detoxifier. So it's going to help us detox through our liver and our kidneys. So it's going to pull out a lot of the gunk that we're exposed to. So it's going to help pull out the heavy metals, the glyphosate, the pesticides, the herbicides, the solvents, on and on, all these things that we get exposed to that can make your immune system hyper irritable and cause autoimmune disease. So this helps eliminate all that junk. It also helps cellular metabolism and help our body eliminate all the cellular toxins. So our cells can stop working appropriately and they can build up a ton of toxins. And this has happened from toxins, but also the toxins build up because of toxins. So it's a combination. So glutathione helps take away the outside of the cell toxins, but it also helps eliminate the toxins inside the cell to help the cell function appropriately. It also helps heal the mitochondria. Most patients with autoimmune condition don't have their mitochondria working like they should. So it helps the mitochondria function better because it helps heal it and decrease that inflammation of the mitochondria membrane. So as you're getting a good idea, it's really one of my favorite substances for autoimmune conditions because it's treating so many different things. It's decreasing inflammation. It's decreasing oxidative stress. It's helping our detox appropriately. And it's helping our cells work better by healing the mitochondria. So it's going to be hard to really get over your autoimmune condition and really treat the causes without having enough glutathione.
So it seems to me, based on what you're saying, like glutathione is going to be essential as part of the healing process for someone who's struggling with an autoimmune condition. And since you mentioned prior to this that it's not going to be easy for someone with an autoimmune condition to be able to get enough in their diet with the amount that they're going to need to get over the hump, and for lack of better words. So for someone who has an autoimmune condition and is listening to you and saying, okay, yeah, I definitely want to get glutathione or start taking it, what would be the best method for them to take the glutathione as a like supplemental or other forms? And how often should they get this glutathione treatment?
What is the best way to take glutathione? So there's several different ways I like glutathione to be taken. The most absorbable, the most potent way is IV glutathione. If you have an autoimmune condition, I really do recommend IV glutathione. Going to a doctor that actually is educated how to do this appropriately, because this is going to be so much more potent than an oral glutathione. And we're able to get much higher doses in there and really get all those processes working right that we just discussed about the benefits of glutathione. But secondarily, I do always prescribe some oral glutathione, and it needs to be in a liposomal form, because glutathione is really hard to absorb. So we talked about like it's three different amino acids. Now, if you're someone that doesn't digest amino acids very well, maybe you're going to get glutathione okay without a liposomal form. But if you digest your amino acids just fine like you should, you're going to break down that glutathione, split it up into its three different amino acids. Now, you might absorb those and maybe they're made into glutathione, but your body's not going to necessarily know what it's going to do and make glutathione. It's going to be used all over the body. So you're not going to get great amounts of glutathione if you don't take it in a liposomal form. So liposomal, it's in a liposphere, means it's going to get absorbed into your lymphatics and your stomach and get absorbed much more readily and bypass all those digestive juices so they don't get as damaged and broken down. So you're able to get that glutathione into your body appropriately. So those are the two ways, liposomal for oral, and then IV glutathione, really effective if you really are dealing with a chronic illness like autoimmune disease.
Now, in past episodes, you've also talked about another supplement that's related to glutathione, and that's NAC. Is there any benefit to taking NAC to increase glutathione, and how would that compare to the liposomal or the infusions that you talked about?
Let's talk about substances that can be great on increasing glutathione. NAC is one of those. It has cysteine in it, and I love it to make glutathione. I also love it for one other thing. Is it helps decrease glutamate. Glutamate is a big piece in inflammation, especially inflammation in the brain. So like in multiple sclerosis, I love NAC. I probably orally prefer NAC for that specific condition over oral glutathione, because it's helping remove that glutamate, which is pro-inflammatory, but it also is helping provide that glutathione production that we need in our liver. Glutamine helps with this. Glycine helps with making glutathione production. Turmeric and milk thistle or other some herbs that are really effective on increasing glutathione also.
And it seems like a lot of what you're talking about really are herbs and tinctures and so forth that really help support the liver.
Yep.
And I imagine that that's probably where the glutathione and all of that is made. Yeah. And one of the things that you had mentioned, though, is that with the aging process, we're not making glutathione as easily. So, you know, even with putting a lot of these supplements in that could help for sure, because we're not making the glutathione as easily with our age, this is why despite all the benefits of those, the infusion is king. There's no, you just can't beat that. It's already in your blood. It's already been made. You don't even have to tire your liver out to have to make it. And you're going to get it so that you can still support the liver, but get the glutathione that you need.
Yeah.
Dr. Jake, thank you so much for sharing this. Last question before we learn more about how we can get a hold of you, for those of us who are listening and going, okay, I definitely need this glutathione. How often should one get these infusions if they were to do it effectively for autoimmune conditions?
Let's talk about how often someone should get an IV nutrient bag with some glutathione if they want to treat an autoimmune condition or they want some anti-aging effect. So for autoimmune condition, in the very beginning, I'm doing it twice a week for about 8 weeks. That's usually sufficient. Sometimes we do it up to 3 months or so. Depends on the person, but that's typically sufficient. And then we put them on a maintenance protocol. Maybe we're doing it every 2 weeks for about 3 months. And then we're seeing how they're doing. And then we're maybe doing it every 3 months, 4 months, 6 months, depending on what they need. Many times people are coming in and getting an IV nutrient glutathione with every 3 months or so. So let's say you're just doing it for anti-aging and you really want to be gung-ho. My recommendation is coming in and getting IV glutathione every 2 to 4 weeks if you really want to get your glutathione stores high and really be proactive at the anti-aging protocol. If you really aren't that proactive, you just want some of the benefit, I have patients coming in every 2 months to get IV glutathione.
Now, you're talking about right now patients coming in. Can you share with your listeners here about your offices and the infusions and so forth that you guys offer compared to some other doctors that may not have those services?
So let's talk about like the IVs that I do. We do various IV infusions in my office that me and my doctors formulate together to really benefit our patients. So like with glutathione, you might go to another clinic and just get glutathione, but you're not getting the cofactors. Glutathione only lasts in your body for about 30 minutes. And we like to give a nutrient bag before the glutathione that has the specific nutrients that we want in there, has the right amount of vitamin C and the magnesium and the zinc to help the glutathione be recirculated and remade. So you have it in there, it's doing what it's doing, then it gets remade and remade. So it stays in the body much longer and doing the effects for a much longer time when we do it that way. So you want to go to a doctor that knows what they're doing, that they're formulating it appropriately. They've received extensive training of how to make glutathione work best in their body. And that's what we've done here at our clinic. Glutathione is just one of the IVs we do. We do various other IVs and tailor it to each patient's needs.
Excellent, Dr. Jake. Thank you again so much for your knowledge. For anybody who is listening and who thinking, definitely, I want to get some help with my autoimmune condition. And ideally, obviously, with the infusion chairs, lives in the Salt Lake City area would be great. That way they can get the infusions from you. But even if they live afar and they at least want some consultation from you on what they can be doing, and then they can go out and find some of those other services somewhere where they live, how can they get a hold of you?
So let's say you want to get a hold of me, you want some help with your autoimmune condition, visit my website, integrativemedica.com, find my phone number there, give my receptionist a call. You can set up an appointment with me or some of my other awesome doctors that we have. You also could book it directly online. You don't have to be here in person. We could also just do it virtually.
Excellent. Everyone who's listening, thank you so much. And if you liked this episode, please leave us a positive review and we'll see you all next week.
Hey, Dr. Jake, thank you for your time today. And if you enjoyed the show, then do us a favor and leave a review. It helps more people to find the show, which could save their life. And remember, this is a podcast and should not replace personalized attention from a medical professional like Dr. Jake. If you or someone you know has been diagnosed with an autoimmune disorder, cancer of any stage, or a life-changing illness, visit our website today and schedule a virtual appointment with one of our doctors who can lead you to a treatment plan in your area. That's integrativemedica.com. Integrativemedica.com.
Thank you for listening to the Integrative Medica podcast with Dr. Jake. To hear past episodes and get alerts for the future, subscribe to us on your favorite podcasting platform and be sure to follow us on YouTube as well. Just search for Integrative Medica with Dr. Jake.